with inverted tongue, from whence does fulfillment come? And I expel from this mortal shell, we're at death for living now.
You are blanket that I need in the morning. You're my sunshine in the rain when it's pouring. Won't you give yourself to me? Give it all. Oh, I just wanna see. I just wanna see how beautiful you are. You know that I see.
And watches every time we make exchanges of slaves. Locked in a box and use our minds just to escape all the same. I'm tired of the pain, love is blind to the flame. That's why I look up, never hide behind the skies in the rain. Promises cooked up, exercising, don't deny you the pain. That's why I look for ways to find whatever lies in the rain. Cause shit changed, I don't blame my father for lamping. I believe that help with me trying to grow is just still to try to grow as myself. So understand it when I'm stranded, taking chances, know I need that. Full fell on my back, who just relax and keep your seat back. Cause when you think, that's when you let time run and escape with your mind. Loving, that's what you think. So what you think? If love was easy to find, we wouldn't need it to complete our lives. So
peace to the moon, peace to stars, peace to Saturn, and peace to Mars.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is DJ Quint,
and
here
I'm
with
DJ Essence.
And we're going to be around for the next hour, playing music, having fun, doing...
We might accept some callers. If anyone's interested in calling, you might be able to be featured on air.
Maybe. We'll see, though.
We'll see.
If anyone has any strong opinions on werewolves versus vampires, please call in and let us know.
We'd love to hear from everyone's perspective.
Yeah, because the last people that were on, Jackson and Kendall, that we had a good discourse with them before they left. But now we're here and different people.
For sure.
For sure. And next up, we have Catch and Release, the Deep End remix
by Matt Simons.
A really lovely song. Super sad. I hope everyone
is sad.
And if you're not, you better get sad. Please enjoy.
There's a place I go to when no one knows me. It's not lonely. It's a necessary thing. It's a place I made up. Find out what I made up. The nights I've stayed up, counting stars and fighting sleep. Let it wash over me. I'm ready to lose my feet. Take me off to the place where one reviews life's mystery. Steady on down the line, lose every sense of time. Take it all in and wake up that small part of me. Day to day I'm blind to see and find how far to go. Everybody got their reason, everybody got their way. We're just catching and releasing what builds up throughout the day. It gets into your body and it flows right through your blood. We can tell each other secrets and remember how to love. Da da dum da dum dum dum. Da dum dum dum. Da dum dum. Da da dum da dum dum dum. Da dum dum dum. There's a place I'm going, no one knows me. If I breathe real slowly, let it out and let it in. It can be terrifying to be slowly dying. Also clarifying, we end where we begin. So let it wash over me. I'm ready to lose my feet. Take me off to the place where one reveals life's mystery. Steady on down the line, lose every sense of time. Take it all in and wake up that small part of me. Day to day I'm blind to see and find how far to go. Everybody got the reason, everybody got the way. We're just catching and releasing what builds up throughout the day. And it gets into your body, flows right through your blood. We can tell each other secrets and remember how to love. Da da dum da dum dum dum. Da dum dum dum. Da dum dum. Da da dum da dum dum dum. Da dum dum dum. Da dum dum.
Thank you.
Hello, we have a caller in, all the way from Austin, Texas. Would you guys like to introduce yourselves?
Yeah, I'll go first. I am Jackie's cousin, Samuel.
I am Kendall's cousin, Ben.
And this is Scott, Kendall and Jack's favorite uncle.
It's your uncle.
Our favorite uncle. Wow. And they called in just to say hi.
Have you guys been enjoying...
It is indeed your uncle.
Have you guys been enjoying the show so far?
Honestly, as soon as I saw that y'all were, Kendall, that you were co-hosting today, I knew that this is how I was going to spend the next hour of my life, and it has not disappointed.
Oh, I'm so glad.
In any way, shape, or form.
I'm so glad.
And I do have a couple thoughts regarding Twilight, if we're able to kind of table that discussion again.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I feel like we should make it clear that the song that was playing when you guys called in was actually from the New Moon soundtrack.
Oh, it was from the New Moon soundtrack, and it's the best song on the entire soundtrack. From all the soundtracks.
So, but one thing that I was thinking about is I am not sure, and I'm not sure when society thought that it was okay for trilogies and series that to exploit that last movie, because we saw it in Breaking Dawn Part 1 and 2, and then we saw it in Harry Potter.
We did see it in
Harry
Potter.
And I just don't understand. Exactly right. They're going to give us each book a full movie except the last one, where they're going to make us wait twice as long.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is late-stage capitalism.
I've never seen either one of those movies, though.
Fair. I didn't even read the part of the book that Breaking Dawn Part 2 was about. I got up until that last part, and then I didn't want to read anymore. I'm not sure what that adds to this conversation. I just thought I'd let it be known.
I have a really big question here. Mm-hmm. Are you Team Edward, Team Jacob, or neither? And just let Kristen Stewart live her own life.
That's a
tough question.
Tough question.
I think we can talk about it.
I'm comfortable talking about it.
So I'll start off by saying I am Team Edward. I know it's not a popular opinion, but let me explain. I'm Team Edward because, although in reality I suppose I'm Team Neither, I'm Team Bella, figure out what you want and then maybe re-enter this thought of being in a relationship with someone. But I think that Jacob's actions are inappropriate in the way that he assumes that because he loves Bella and that Bella loves him, that they should simply be together. And he's kind of forceful at times about, like, when he goes about that. And Edward, throughout all of it, I think does maintain, like, he tries to maintain Bella's best interests. And, like, even in New Moon, we see him leave because he thinks that he's toxic for Bella. And
That's
he wants
point.
Bella
really
to be okay and to live her best life and live a happy life. And that's why I'm Team Edward. And I like vampires more.
Yeah, I mean, I was going to say that I think maybe Edward and Bella's relationship was unhealthy, but we saw in New Moon that...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's unhealthy.
It's unhealthy, but it's also... It was very unhealthy when they were apart.
Mm-hmm.
But that's also unhealthy.
Yeah. Maybe. I think they all just need to love themselves more. They need to come to find themselves.
They need to take some time away,
mm-hmm.
focus on themselves, and hopefully come out a stronger,
yeah.
more independent person.
Yeah, because we also have to remember, Bella's like... What, 16, 17?
She's super young.
When these start,
yeah.
there's no way that you can be 16 years old and know yourself well enough to be in such a long-term relationship with someone and such an involved relationship where you're kind of like, yeah, I have eyes for no one else and you're the only person I want.
Yeah. You guys have thoughts?
Well, also, wasn't the reason that Jacob was attracted to Bella because he had imprinted on Bella's daughter?
Well, he had
well,
been
that's,
attracted.
That's
he'd been it is tricky. He'd been attracted to Bella before, but then more problems arose when he did imprint on her daughter. But we saw in specifically New Moon, the budding of their relationship, of Jacob and Bella's relationship, and then in Eclipse, it kind of takes over. When Edward has to train to fight the Volturi, I think it was. Oh, no, the newborns. Because then Jacob and Bella.
I really wish y'all were in the car with us right now just to be able to see how lost my dad is in all this conversation.
Send a photo.
I'll just say I've lived in a lot of places, listened to a lot of radio, I think you guys inhabit a really unique space on the dial, and I can speak for all of your aunts and uncles. We're very proud. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, Gunkle. Wow.
Thank you so much. It really means a lot.
You're
coming
welcome.
From our uncle.
We're big fans.
Is this the number to call in to order corn?
It is.
Yeah, we deliver
no
corn
tofu.
Anywhere.
We don't
in
have
the country.
Tofu, but we do have corn.
Perfect. Jackson, when else do you spin? Well, when can I usually find you?
You can all usually find me from 5 to 6 a.m. every Monday morning.
Oh, well, that's not bad. It's 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. Austin,
oh,
Texas.
Oh, true.
Time.
Oh, is it? Is
yeah.
that how time works?
Yeah, it is. There's a difference.
I thought it went the other way.
No. If you're there, then yeah.
Well, it does go the other way. It's backwards.
Yeah.
Yeah, for
it's an hour
is it
later.
Mostly are the radio shows.
Wait a minute, no,
mostly?
That's not how it works.
Yeah, that's not. If it's 5 o'clock,
then it's 4 o'clock where you are.
I think the easiest way for us to figure this out is it 3:23 where y'all are?
No, it's 3. Yeah,
it's 3:25. So there's a 2-minute difference.
Okay.
Anyway.
Anyway, listen to my radio show 5 to 6 a.m. every Monday morning. It's called Loudly Peeling, Softly Screaming.
What have we called this one today, Jackson? I mean, and DJ Quint?
Today our show is called Quintessence.
It is called Quintessence.
With DJ Quint.
And DJ Essence. Thank you.
That just left me speechless.
It appears as though it did. Good cousin.
Yeah. Well, so, we'll let you get back to it because I don't know if the Medford crowd is able to handle all of the Griffith boys' thoughts and feelings. So we'll let you get back to spinning. But Jackson, I'm gonna call in more, especially on Monday morning. I'll have my Monday morning thoughts.
All right, sounds great. I'm looking forward to hearing it. Thank you guys for calling in.
All righty.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
And now I think it's time we get back to.
The matter at hand.
Sadness.
And a 1 and a 2 and a 3 and a 4 and a 5 and a 6 and a 7 and an 8 and a 9.
Thank you. to talk on these rides. Mine on the road, your dilated eyes. Watch the clouds float, white Ferrari. Had a good time.
16, how was I supposed to know, and you know anything?
I let you out at Central. I didn't care to state the plane. Kept my mouth closed. We're both so familiar. White Ferrari.
Stick by, close by me.
You were fine.
You were fine.
As distance slow by.
Left when I forget to speak. So I text the speech. Less the speeds, text the speed, yes. Basic takes its toll on me. Eventually, eventually, yes. Eventually, yes.
I care for you still, and I will forever. That was my part of the deal. Honest, we got so familiar. Spending each day of the year. White Ferrari. Good times.
In this life. In this life.
One too many years. Some tattoos put eyelids on a facelift.
To all of our listeners, we have a very special guest. My friend Maya is on the phone right now, and she's going to tell us about paper and how it's made. Go ahead, Maya.
Okay, so originally, paper was made from cotton rags, such as t-shirts. So what you do is you chop it all up in what's called a Hollander beater. Little known fact, it was made in Holland. Then it turns into a little pulp. It takes like 20 to 30 to 40 to 50 minutes, depending on how fine you want it. And then from there, you put it in this big tub of water. And then you take a deckle, and you take a little paper screener, and then you scoop it down, and then you swash it around for a hot second. And then you take it out, and you remove the deckel, which makes the deckled edge, then you press it, and then you have a piece of paper.
Wow.
That's great. I honestly didn't know any of that.
That's really beautiful.
Yeah, it only took me 3 days to make about 70 pieces of paper.
70?
That's pretty good.
I'm probably more into that now. I'm more around 80 or 90,
That is impressive.
I haven't counted in a while. Go.
I can tell you I have anywhere near that much paper in my entire life.
This is the most paper I myself have ever made as well.
Great. I think I made one piece of paper in elementary school.
How did you make it?
I don't remember. It was mostly done by the teacher.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
it was multiple colors.
Oh.
I think. We just...
Nice.
I don't remember. So why do you know so much about paper, Maya?
I learned on Monday.
Okay.
That's all I got.
All right.
Was that out of necessity because you had to make this paper?
Yeah, I actually had to make the paper for the piece I'm doing. That was a big part of it. So I asked my professor to show me, and she showed me on her first day off of the break. How kind. So here's a shout out to Holly Greenberg of Syracuse, New York.
Hey, shout out.
Thank you for teaching me how to make paper.
Probably doesn't make it out there.
That's okay. I'm here, and I am listening.
And we thank you for listening.
We appreciate that, Maya.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. For thanking, thank you. Thank everyone. Happy Thanksgiving.
I'm thankful for the amount of thanks I'm able to thank people with.
Yeah, it's an incredible power. Not everyone has that ability, Maya.
No, not everybody can physically say the word thankful or thank you or any of those.
It's
hard to pronounce. A lot of people get caught up on the A in thankful. Like some people might pronounce it thankful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've heard it, but I'll take your word for it. You know, British people, they can't say their THs, so they say thanks. And they say, thanks. I was thinking about
tacos, really.
That happens a lot. Have you encountered someone from England saying this?
Yes.
Oh, not the part about tacos.
Tell me about that encounter.
Well, it's...
We went to London,
and everyone said, "Fink."
Really fun.
And they said, I'm thinking of having fun.
And they said, mm-hmm. I'm thinking about... It? Having some fun.
Wow, verbatim, just like that. That's
crazy how I remember from that trip 6 years ago.
Well, Maya, thank you for calling in.
Thank you, Maya.
Thank you for having me again. I'm thankful for this opportunity to be on air. She's thankful.
What is Thanksgiving coming up around the corner?
Your big break. All right, bye, Maya. Break.
Bye, Maya. We hope to see you soon.
Bye.
So, next up, we just heard White Ferrari by Frank Ocean.
Mm-hmm.
And next up, we have Burn.
Burn. By who?
Andra Day from the Hamilton mixtape.
Yep.
I hope you all truly enjoy it.
Survive you and your words flooded my senses. Your sentences left me defenseless. You built me palaces out of paragraphs. You built cathedrals. I'm rereading the letters you wrote me, searching, scanning for answers in every line. Some kind of sign when you were mine. The world seemed to clearing your name, you have ruined our lives. Do you know what Angelica said when she read what you'd done? She said, you've married the Negressi, as long too close to the sign. You and your words obsessed with your legacy. Your sentences border on senseless, and you are paranoid. Erasing myself from this narrative, that future story is a wonder how Eliza reacted. You broke out, you've torn it all apart. I'm watching it burn. Watching it.
Yesterday my life was filled with rain. Sunny, you smiled at me and really eased the pain. Now the dark days are done and the bright days are here. My sunny one shines so sincere. Sunny one so true, I love you. Sunny, thank you for the sunshine bouquet. Sunny, thank you for the love you brought my way. You gave to me your all in all, and now I feel 10 feet tall. Sunny one so true, I love you. Sunny, for the truth you let me see. Sunny, thank you for the facts from A to Z. My life was torn like windblown sand, then a rock was formed when we held hands. Sunny, sunny one so true, I love you. Nature's fire, you're my sweet, complete desire. Sunny one so true, yes, I love you.
All right. Hello, everyone. We have a few facts about texting and driving. Fact number one is a texting driver is 23 times more likely to get into a crash than a non-texting driver. Fact two, using a cell phone while driving, whether it's handheld or hands-free, delays a driver's reactions as much as having a blood alcohol concentration at the legal limit of 0.08%. Fact number three, distracted driving is now the number one killer of American teens. This has been a public safety message from StopTextStopWrecks.org and WMFO in Medford Tufts Educational Radio. We have some more songs coming up for you guys. What do we have next?
Next up is Lions, Tigers, and Bears.
Oh, yeah. By Jasmine Sullivan.
Jasmine Sullivan, a really...
powerful. What a woman.
What a woman.
What a woman. That's all I have to say. What a person. What a human.
What a human. And we if you stand. Don't know about her, oh boy, you're about to.
Yes, you will.
I'm not scared of lions and tigers and bears, but I'm scared of pain. I'm not scared to perform at a sold-out affair, but I'm scared of pain. Am I the only one who thinks it's an impossible task? Why it don't last? Is that too much to ask? Why do we love love when love seems to hate us? Sorry if I sound so filled with gloom. You say you care, and I know you do, but this is from my experience.
side convo about your summer last night. Ooh,
yeah.
About your summer last night. I give you no play. Could I make it shy last night? Could I make it shy on the last night?
Last night.
Could we make it in? Do we have time?
I'll be the boyfriend in your wet dreams tonight. Noses on a rail, little virgin wears the white. You cut your hair, but you used to live a blinded life. Wish I was there, wish we'd grown up on the same advice. And our time was right.
Hello, everyone. You just heard
Self Control by Frank Ocean.
Self Control. Thank you, DJ Essence.
Yeah, no problem, DJ Quint.
And this is Quintessence. And you're listening to
91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
And we're gonna take you guys out with a little bit more Frank Ocean.
Moon River, a cover of Moon River. Frank released as a single. This song, I actually hadn't heard Moon River until Frank Ocean came out with this song. But it is a beautiful song. Never fails to at least make me want to cry if I didn't already cry. And Yeah.
So we hope for all you listeners, you have a wonderful Thanksgiving, a wonderful Wednesday, and hopefully we see a couple tears out there.
But also some smiles.
But also some smiles.
We love smiles.
We do. No matter what emotional response you have to this.
We just hope you enjoy.
We just hope you enjoy. And now.
And a one, and a two, and a three, and a four, and a five, and a six, and a seven.
River, wider than a mile. I'm crossing you in style.
Someday. Such a